This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Bernie Sanders is doing some last-minute campaigning before tomorrow's Super Tuesday primaries in southern states. Sanders has been asking voters for help following his weekend loss to Hillary Clinton in South Carolina. Today he'll campaign in Minnesota and Massachusetts. Authorities say an Army staff sergeant assigned to the Pentagon has been arrested on murder and other charges in the death of a Virginia police officer and another person. Prince William County Police Chief Steve Hudson says it's a typical case of officers laying their own lives on the line.
We sometimes have a very unenviable task of dealing with true evil. It is us who have to stand in that place and take on that fight, and that's exactly what these officers do.
Ronald Hamilton, now being held without bond on charges that include murder of a law enforcement officer, he is also charged with killing his own wife in that original domestic dispute. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer wants to require the Federal Aviation Administration to institute minimum seatbelt size rules for airlines.
The FAA should declare a fair minimum seat size based on science, passenger health and safety, not the maximum number of people that can be crammed like sardines into the plane.
The New York Democrat yesterday said commercial airlines have been shrinking the size of seats and reducing legroom on many planes. Jimmie Johnson has climbed up NASCAR's all-time victory list by taking the second race of the Sprint Cup season. He says strategy played a big role in yesterday's race.
I thought we had to pit again, so I'm like, okay, we'll try to get a little gap here and pit again. And then when I realized I was staying out on those old tires I just beat up, I'm like, oh man, I hope don't come for me. And my car was so bad before that caution came out, but I guess it wasn't any worse than anybody else's, so it worked.
Johnson used pit strategy and a late yellow to claim the 76th victory of his career at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. That ties Dale Earnhardt for 7th on the all-time career wins list. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Are you or someone you know fighting cancer and struggling financially? If so, find out now if you qualify for Life Credit Company's Living Benefit Program. If qualified, you may receive up to 50% of your life insurance policy's death benefit now, while still providing coverage for your family. Cancer patients are nearly 3 times more likely to file bankruptcy than those without the disease. But cancer does not have to mean financial ruin if you qualify for Life Credit Company's Living Benefit Program. Make a 2-minute call now to Life Credit Company and find out if you're eligible to receive up to 50% of your policy's death benefit now, while still preserving coverage for your family. Call 800-883-5900. That's 800-883-5900. 2 minutes is all it takes. Call now, 800-883-5900. Or learn more online at lifecreditcompany.com. That's lifecreditcompany.com. Not available in all states.
Citigroup says it has received a subpoena from federal prosecutors over its possible involvement in the FIFA bribery scandal.
It's the first large U.S. bank to receive such a notice from investigators. When they announced charges against high-level executives of World Soccer's governing body last year, federal prosecutors had said several banks, including HSBC and J.P. Morgan Chase, were used to transfer cash. In the filing, Citi said investors requested information on banking relationships and transactions at Citibank and its affiliates associated with certain individuals and entities identified as having had involvement with the alleged corrupt conduct. Jeremy House reporting.
Documents say that Boston Marathon bomber Tamerlan Sonayev passed the U.S. citizenship test and denied terrorism links just months before he and his brother carried out a terrorist attack when they bombed the Boston Marathon in April of 2013. Sonayev was killed days after the bombing. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad says he is leaving the ruling party because it is, quote, seen as supporting corruption.
This isn't the first time the colourful and outspoken Dr. Mahathir has resigned from his party, but at the age of 90, it will probably be his last. Citing his shame over a party he said was now supporting corruption, he said UMNO was being used only to protect embattled Prime Minister Najib Razak, who's embroiled in a scandal over a nearly $700 million donation to his personal bank account. Until recently, Dr. Mahathir could count on strong support within UMNO.
That is the BBC's Jonathan Head. Iraqi officials say the death toll from yesterday's back-to-back market bombings carried out by the Islamic State terrorist group in eastern Baghdad has now climbed up to 73. Looking to the markets, the Dow will be opening at 16,639 futures right now, up by about 20 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and with us right now, Michael Rubin, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, and focuses on the Middle East, politics, Iran, Syria, and the Persian Gulf. Michael, as always, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thank you, Bill. Doing just fine, thanks.
Well, so much is happening with this presidential race. I imagine for you, many times when you hear some of the candidates speaking, you can tell real quick who's really on top of it and who has an understanding of what's going on, because clearly where we are right now, we cannot continue with this business the way we're dealing with our national security under this current administration.
Well, that's absolutely the case. I mean, one of the criticisms I have with President Obama is he seemed to develop his national security policy by just taking whatever George W. Bush would be doing and doing the opposite, and that sort of polarity in national security doesn't do anyone any good. What worries me on the Democratic side is that Bernie Sanders, when you look at the advisors he's announced, seem to be advocates of doubling down on the strategies which arguably have gotten us to where we are under President Obama. Then again, on the Republican side, you have some candidates who are more nativistic, more populist, who seem to just be throwing out anything to say whatever Obama's doing, whatever we've done in the past, we're going to do the exact opposite. That's not necessarily productive. And you're right, we do have a few more thoughtful candidates who will have differences among them, but can have real debates over philosophy.
Well, this is an opportunity for this country, and dare I say, even for our allies, Michael, if we get the right man in the job. I have maintained that we've been using the wrong tool for the wrong job. I mean, you got a community organizer coming in. We knew it. I think most of us knew it and were shocked when he not only got voted in the first time, but the second time. And, man, these last 4 years, or at least 3 years plus and counting, it's just put America more in danger, and I'm not sure everybody is quite seeing it. Certainly the kids that are following Bernie Sanders do not have a clue whatsoever on this.
Well, I think you're absolutely right there, but when you're talking about President Obama bringing his community organizer philosophy, I actually see a slightly different problem. Mm-hmm. What Barack Obama has done is really to have adopted the embrace of the academic community. He's doing,
yes,
what the academic world has preached for so long. You might remember, of course, that during the Bush administration, many academics said, hey, the president's not listening to us. Well, what Obama is doing is exactly what's taught in the universities, and it may sound good in theory, it may sound good sheltered in the ivory tower, but when you treat the United Nations as an altruistic force, when you assume that Russia or China are simply reacting to grievances they have against the United States rather than trying to project their own ideology, then what you end up having is a situation like we have today in Syria, in the South China Sea, in North Korea, and so forth.
Yeah, Michael, I've maintained, agree with you totally, that we're operating out of theory here, and now there should be enough empirical evidence to prove their theories wrong. But I guess, like global warming, they'll come up with another, you know, variant that somehow justifies their seeming brilliance.
Well, the first rule of hole digging should be, when you're stuck in a hole, stop digging.
Yes.
But unfortunately, our foreign policy philosophy right now seems to be just to dig harder, and maybe we won't be misunderstood quite so much. And unfortunately, that doesn't work. I mean, to put it more seriously, I do think the biggest difference between the left and the right when it comes to national security is the left always demonizes power. The right sees that power can be used for good or for bad. President Obama comes from the left. He sees the ability of the United States to project military power as being an arrow in our quiver in which to engage in wars of choice. He doesn't understand it's the finger in the dike preventing a deluge of chaos. And when you have that deluge, when you withdraw American power, the forces of altruism aren't going to fill the vacuum. It's going to be groups like the Islamic State or Machiavellian cynics like Vladimir Putin or the Chinese and so forth.
Michael, why can't the left see that we're repeating history and it's bad history? I mean, I've never seen a scenario where we've followed this line of thinking and, you know, everybody wins as a result of it. And that's what you would hope you would have with national security, that it's a win-win proposition, not win-lose.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, what astounded me, of course, is after the Iranians seized the American sailors, how many people on the progressive left were taking the Iranian side, that somehow they were justified in capturing and humiliating U.S. sailors. But ultimately, if you want the broader reason why I think the left is doing this, because it seems so inimical to the values for which progressives say they stand, I mean, during the Cold War, you had, basically people who were anti the Soviet Union and people who were anti the people who were against the Soviet Union. We've got the same thing now. You have people who are against terror. You have the terrorists. You have people who are against the terrorists. And then you have people who navel gaze in the United States so much that they put the terrorists out of their mind. They put what they stand for out of their mind. And they're only interested in defeating the people that are anti the terrorists. So it becomes a political game. And the only loser in a situation like this is the United States, more broadly, liberal democracies.
Exactly. Well, here we are once again in this position. And we're counting days and hoping, as you and I had discussed before, that this president that somehow we can firewall some of this damage that he's doing for us, because the next president coming in are going to have their hands full. And that's just assuming it's not Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, because if it's either one of those two, then we're going to have more of the same.
Well, in many ways, I would trust actually Hillary Clinton's judgment a little bit more. Her gut reaction, her knee-jerk reaction to crises, more than I would trust Barack Obama's, but I fully agree with you. I think where the Democrats are being a little bit disingenuous is in downplaying the damage which President Obama is doing to the Constitution and to the separation of powers. What many of the Democrats forget is that in theory this can be used against them if they allow a precedent to go forward in which President Obama, the so-called constitutional professor, tramples over the Constitution. And ultimately that's going to be a big problem, and it suggests that we're going to have rapid swings of the pendulum. And that also isn't good for national security, because the basis of American strength has always been the consistency and clarity in our foreign policy, as well as whether you're a neoconservative or a realist. It's the importance of alliances over decades which matter. And we're in a situation now where we crumple up and cast off alliances during a presidential term.
Exactly. Well, and speaking of, you know, executive orders, Michael, which you were drawing reference to, what's going to stop the Republicans from really opening up the dam, you know, on this whole situation? And now our Constitution really ends up in a crisis.
Well, that's exactly what I fear. And just because President Obama has done it doesn't mean that it's right for the Republicans to do it just because they can get away with it. Ultimately, my big fear is what happens to the Constitution if you have the separation, if you don't respect the separation of powers. You know, there were some journalistic accounts, some former statements and political analysts who were saying that President Obama was justified to go forward on some of his executive orders because he couldn't find cooperation with the Congress. Well, it's not the job of the Congress to cooperate with the President. That's the basic rule of separation of powers. It's the job of Congress to be a check and balance to the presidential ambitions, and that is what's getting lost.
Well, Michael, when we come back, I want you to grade these presidential candidates with a national security quotient, if you would, if that's fair. Michael Rubin is with us. He is the author of the book Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. More from Michael Rubin on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Michael Ruman, former Pentagon official, AEI scholar, continues, author of the book Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. Michael, like you and many others across this country, we're very concerned about our national security. We're surrounded by enemies. We have a president administration that has led more by a sense of appeasement. He's abandoned our allies, and as Michael, as Marco Rubio has stated, that our allies, don't trust us any longer. Our enemies don't fear us. Boy, that really leaves us in a vulnerable position, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And Hillary Clinton, back in 2008, had talked about that 3 a.m. phone call. Who would you want to answer? The fact of the matter is that 3 a.m. those 3 a.m. calls are going to be on speed dial as rogues and adversaries test whoever comes in next.
Well, I mean, here we have a missile launch from North Korea, Michael, that I guess at one point it went over, Northern California, over the Super Bowl. This doesn't seem really positive here, and there's no consequence for North Korea for doing that.
Well, you're absolutely right, and this is problematic for a number of reasons. One of the big loopholes in the Iranian nuclear accord is that it doesn't do anything to address off-site Iranian work, for example, in North Korea. And we know that the Iranians and the North Koreans have cooperated on both missiles and on their nuclear program. The missile, which was launched, in theory it was a satellite launch. You know, the same technology to launch a satellite is the technology to create an intercontinental ballistic missile, which can hit the west coast of the United States. So now we have, under President Obama's watch, a state which is ideologically opposed to us and quite bizarre, which is capable of delivering a nuclear weapon in theory into Los Angeles if they can miniaturize it enough. And you know, they don't have to be that accurate with it. If they hit anywhere in the United States, it's going to kill tens of thousands of people.
Exactly. Well, even from that standpoint, if they affect our grid, what is it going to do electronically to all our computers, everything electronic in the United States? We will be in absolute chaos.
Well, that's absolutely the case, and what's really scary about that is every single war game in which this was played out, and it doesn't just involve, of course, the North Koreans. It could involve the Chinese. It could involve the Russians. The United States doesn't come out on top on this, and when it comes to the delivery of humanitarian assistance and so forth, the way the American economy is set up, you're not going to be able to even order supplies to replace the key generator components, which would be ruined if they're not shielded from an electromagnetic pulse.
Now, this is absolutely scary and incredible all at the same time. Michael, no pressure from the United States on the Chinese to back off the North Koreans. You know, what's going on here?
Well, ultimately, I think this is the unsung story of the past 20-plus years of diplomacy with North Korea, in that we've wanted to work through Beijing, and we don't realize we've given the Chinese plenty of concessions. We've given them technology transfer and so forth in order to earn their goodwill on the whole North Korea situation. But we're in a situation where it seems the Chinese are playing good cop, bad cop, where they refuse to crack down on North Korea, which is their chief client. You know, the only thing I think that's going to make the Chinese think twice is either if we really up our relationship with Taiwan or if we encourage the Japanese to develop their own nuclear deterrent. That might be a third rail for the Chinese, but at this point, it's the only thing they're going to listen to.
And what about that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room just off the China Sea that they've built up? A military base.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right on that, and that's a situation in which if you allow them to grab an inch, they take a mile. You've got a situation, and to the credit of Secretary of Defense Ash Carter, the U.S. Navy isn't respecting the Chinese perimeter. But the fact of the matter is, it's almost like looking at a slow motion train wreck in which we see the Chinese working on carrier killer missiles, we see them working on hypersonic aircraft and so forth, against which we don't have many defenses. You know, they're an asymmetric power. They're looking to take advantage of certain capacities which we don't have defenses against. They could knock down our satellites, they could undercut our GPS, and we're doing nothing to fight the long war on this.
Exactly. Well, it's almost like the same thing we're doing it with Iran as well. What are we doing? Are we hoping for the best? I mean, this is a new part of our policy, is hope?
Well, our strategy is all hope, no change. That seems to be what the situation is. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, we're empowering a country which ideologically is inclined to oppose us, which has said we're subordinate in the Middle East. What people may not remember is that in 1988, when we were reflagging Kuwaiti tankers to protect them against both the Iraqis and the Iranians had placed a mine in the Persian Gulf. It hit a United States ship. And in response, President Reagan basically decided to retaliate against one of Iran's oil terminals. The Iranians tried to defend it. It turned into the largest surface naval engagement since World War II. It was called Operation Praying Mantis. And in the end, Iran went away chastised. The Americans hardly lost a thing. And in a situation like this, it led the Iranians to back off us for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Well, a generation has passed. The Iranians are no longer afraid of us. And when you look at what causes wars in the Middle East and perhaps more broadly, it's not oil. It's not competition over water. It's not global warming. It's overconfidence. When one side thinks that the other side isn't serious, when they don't think that the red lines are when they think the red lines are ephemeral, that's mm-hmm. when we find ourselves falling into a conflict which would be far worse than what would occur if we stood by our red lines to start with.
Exactly. Well, Michael, speaking of red lines, what is going on with Syria? I mean, is that just all, I mean, forget about what the president said about no more Assad. I mean, he's now made moves to buttress Assad.
Well, ultimately, that seems to be what he's doing. And when he says that the Russians are going in for a failed strategy initially, well, now it looks like the Russians are in the driver's seat, which should be a lesson to us about what a little bit of military force carefully applied could accomplish. When people say, hey, look, Assad is a secular dictator, therefore he's better, that forgets the fact that Assad was the chief enabler of the suicide bombers coming in to fight Americans inside Iraq, and that we wouldn't have been in this situation in Syria if it weren't for Assad's actions. So the notion that Assad will somehow bring stability to the country, well, if you believe that, I have a unicorn farm to sell you.
Exactly. And the sad thing about it, Michael, we're talking hundreds of thousands of people that have been left abandoned. I mean, in some ways, it reminds me of Vietnam all over again.
Well, that's absolutely the case. And the most shocking thing that we've seen in recent weeks is, A, the notion that the United Nations has suppressed reports internally about the mass starvation going in against towns of 40,000 people, which includes some American citizens, by the way, yeah, inside those starving towns, that the United Nations would try to suppress reports of this simply because they don't want to deal with it is reminiscent of what was going on in Rwanda. It really is a horrendous situation. We also learned today that the United Nations has stopped estimating the death toll of Syrians. The Guardian newspaper, which is a left-of-center newspaper in Great Britain, now estimates that more than 40,000 Syrians have been killed. An additional 70,000 have died because of lack of food and so forth. And ultimately, this is going to be the chief blight on President Obama's legacy.
Exactly. Well, Michael Rubin, I want to get your grade on these presidential candidates, 1 to 5, 1 being bad, 5 being the best when it comes to national security. Just give me a number. Let's go across. Trump, what number would you give him?
One is the worst. I'd give him a 2. The only thing in his favor is that he's a deal maker, but he's going to have to live with the rhetoric. He's dug himself a hole already.
Exactly. Ted Cruz?
I'd give him a 3.
Okay. How about Marco Rubio?
Again, a
Rubio?
Deal maker.
Right. Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio, I'd give him a 4. He says the right things, but I'm not sure how solid his foundation is.
Jeb Bush.
Jeb Bush, I'd also give him a 4.
Okay. How about Hillary Clinton?
You know, Hillary Clinton, I'd give a 3, same grade as Ted Cruz. She might have good instincts, but the way she treated national security with disdain as her tenured Secretary of State, that's not a good thing.
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders, I'd have to give him a 1. He's planning to repeat all the mistakes which President Obama has made and doubling down on many of us. I don't think we can afford 4 or 8 more years of that.
Michael Rubin, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, author of the book Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. Michael, be safe out there, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in-restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Darren Rebelez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez here, and we've got a special guest with us because, you know, we're hanging out here in Nashville for NRB Proclaim 16, and it's wonderful to see Gene Watson again, and especially that I know that you've got a new CD that you've been working on. How exciting. A special worship CD, right?
Yes. Can't wait.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about it, Gene.
Well, this is the first time I've done a project that's just worship music, and I really wanted to change directions and just do an album that did nothing but just put the focus and the praise on the Lord and just let the music speak of Him. And so I love the direction and I love the sound. We're using a sound that's really kind of world music and a little bit Celtic, a little bit Enya-ish. And so it's a fresh sound, a fresh direction.
Well, you know, for those of you that have not heard the music of Gene Watson, shame on you. But you can do penance in a good way, because you'll be blessed, because she's an internationally acclaimed singer, songwriter, classically trained violinist. She's been in the studio putting the finishing touches on her highly anticipated worship project, which we're alluding to here right now. So tell us the idea, the genesis, how did it come about?
It was an accident, and I think the best projects usually are, because mm-hmm. then we know that it wasn't our plan. I was in the studio working with a man named John Ellis, mm-hmm. who was the lead singer of the group Tree 63, a wonderful South African musician, and we were playing around with some other music and then just started worshiping spontaneously, doing a new version. We thought, what would it sound like to have me sing the song Blessed Be Your Name, which of course is the song that John sang and made so famous several years ago. Right. So we just started worshiping, and it just felt like something special was happening. So we kept going and did another song, and then I kept going in the same direction and thought, maybe this is supposed to be a new CD. Maybe we should finish it.
Right. And a different style, different than anything you'd done before, right?
Well, I would say not necessarily different, but more authentic.
Oh, right.
Okay. Working with some different musicians that I haven't worked with before, mm-hmm. and the sound just feeling like the sound that I've always wanted to do. Again, a real world music sound. The only thing I could relate it to would be maybe, you know, again, I mentioned the name Enya before. Mm-hmm. Musicians like that, it's a very ethereal, very beautiful sound that I think really leads us into worship very easily.
You kind of sense the Holy Spirit just riding on that, don't
exactly,
you?
Exactly, yeah.
Right, exactly.
It.
When you say accident on purpose, I always say, because it's accident by our perspective.
That's right.
But God's purpose, though, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so that's always a good thing. And what a wonderful experience. Now, are you ready to announce the title of this CD yet?
No.
What? Come on.
Well,
you're on Bill Martinez Live. I mean, you can give us something. You know?
Well, I did it last year, and then we ended up changing the title. And so what I've learned is to wait until I know that I know that I know to make it easy for those of you in the media.
Right.
So I don't make so I don't change my mind. So we're just waiting till we really know it's right, and hopefully this weekend we'll have that name.
Well, good. Thanks for protecting guys like me, because, see, you give me information like that, I go around telling the world. I go, hey, Gene Watson's got a new CD out, it's titled this, and then all of a sudden they go, what do you know? It's not changed. It's just something else. But that's okay.
Yeah.
But that's all right. But unless, you know, we can get some pre-buzz going.
That's right.
That this is going to be wonderful, and already I can't wait to hear it, to hear what you've been able to produce there. So, again, you know, we just are so grateful, Gene, that you could be here with us. Gene has recorded 7 full-length albums since 2002. Her upcoming 8th CD, like I said, is coming out in the summer of this year. So you're already teasing us, and we can't wait.
Well, I can't wait either. This CD has another surprise in it, which was something that was a real answer to prayer for me. And the thing about God's works is that he does things that human beings can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could do it, then what would be the point of faith? We wouldn't need faith. And so there always seems to be a stepping stone of faith when I'm recording. And this one happened to be, I was working on a song by Michael W. Smith. And this song featured my voice and my violin, and it has a piano part. Well, mm-hmm. I'm not the world's best piano player. So I recorded the violin, recorded the vocal, and the producer said, well, you need to do the piano part. I said, I don't think I'm the man for the job. and so, you know, he started saying, well, what if we could get Michael W. Smith to play this song with you as a duet? What if we could get him? And I thought, you know, that's just not possible. He's way out of my league. And but you know what? God is so far beyond our league. And so a few weeks later, we got a word from Michael W. Smith. He would be happy to perform with me. And there we go. We were able to do the song together. And
what a great guy Michael W. Smith is.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, everybody that knows him that I know, that is the consistent thing. He's just so humble and just happy to, you know, help out and be a part of the solution and everything like that. What a blessing.
Absolutely, just a regular guy.
Yeah.
And I think the mark of a true disciple is always humility and meekness. And look at this man who's, you know, just achieved such accolades in the music world and yet still carries that spirit of humility, and that's Jesus.
Yes,
so
amen.
I appreciate that.
Amen. And not to mention, it's not bad that in that whole package, too, when you hear Michael and you hear his heart and you hear his worship song, it comes from the depths of his soul. I mean, it is really deep in him. And we're so blessed when we hear it. So, gosh, again, I can't wait, because here you are, you know, with him on the piano. And I'm sure he couldn't help but sing a little bit, huh?
Yeah, well, we hope so. All we have right now is instrumental, but I hope I have big hopes and dreams, but we'll
wait. God does that to us.
Yes.
Because you know, what happens is God shows us the simple things. Just, you know, hey, whatever it is, you know, give me everything, you know, ask me.
That's right.
And you go, I'm not sure. And then that happens, you go, okay, well, that's that. Let's go to the next. What about this?
It builds our faith.
Yeah, and for you, it's been a walk of faith, and it just keeps on growing. How wonderful, huh?
Yes. Yeah. From glory to glory.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And fun.
Absolutely. And Billy Smiley, who I just met the other day, with John Schlitt, those two crazy guys.
Aren't they fun?
They're more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Yes, they are.
They are a barrel of monkeys.
Yes,
just
they are.
The two of them, aren't
yes, they? Yes,
they
are. I love them both.
Yeah, exactly. But working with Billy, how much? I mean, that's just great. I mean,
Billy is an affirmer, and the Lord used him as a pivotal person in my music and ministry. I think as musicians, we often struggle with self-doubt and fear, and we're thinking, you know, we're not good enough, or why are we doing this? And Billy came into my life and heard me sing, and he was that person that said, you have a wonderful voice, you're a great songwriter, you need to do this. Mm. And I believed him because he was so respected in the industry, and he gave me the confidence to believe in myself and do and be what God had really called me to be. And so I deeply appreciate Billy.
And Gene, that, you know, that's especially tough because when you are both a singer and a songwriter, that's tough. I mean, you're really stretched to every angle, and at that point, you're hanging on to Jesus' garment all the way, aren't you?
That's right. And it's a world of again, self-doubt. Mm-hmm. You're always wondering. You put yourself out there, especially when you sing. You're really, people are listening to something inside of you, and so there's always that sense of, you know, am I going to be judged? Is it good enough? Am I willing to make myself vulnerable and show myself to the world in my songs and my voice? So we need that confidence, and that's what Billy gave me.
Well, that's excellent. I want to talk about your two most recent projects, Steady My Gaze, Christmas. I'm a Christmas nut. I listen to Christmas music March, April. The kids go, Dad, it's March. I go, Melik Likamaka. I'm just, I love Christmas. So, I mean, you got to put up with me. Your father loves Christmas. Because I am one that Christmas is in reserve for one day. You got to live it every day of the year. It's so much fun. You know.
Love it.
So tell us about those two.
The Christmas project was pivotal. That was the first project I did with Billy Smiley. And again, that's where he was just beginning to convince me that I could really sing and that I had something important to say to the world through music. And that my musical ideas were valid. And I needed that validation.
Right.
And so he just gave me confidence that we had a lot of fun. And it just went to a higher level than I ever dreamed possible. We got Phil Keaggy involved. You know, that there was just an energy there between the two of us, his guitar playing. Again, I'm a violinist.
Yes.
So he put the violin with his guitar, and there was a very special, worshipful, peaceful spirit to that Christmas album that makes it my favorite to this day.
Yeah, that's great. That's
and
awesome.
Then Steady My Gaze is a different flavor. It's very upbeat, very fun. Sometimes I listen and think, what was I thinking? Because it's just, I was in a happy mood. I had recently remarried after being single for 12 years and after a rough divorce.
Yeah.
And so it was a happy time, and so all the songs are very upbeat, joyful, and fun.
Well, here she is, the one and only Gene Watson. We're blessed to have her here with us on Bill Martinez Live. Internationally acclaimed singer, songwriter, classically trained violin. She's been playing violin since she was 2 years old. It was like you were made for the violin, weren't you?
Well, I guess I was. I didn't know it, but I can't remember not doing it. So.
Exactly. Well, Gene Watson, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. It was a delight.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Easy to work. Up antenna, switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast from room to room and even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad, como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez live.
Oh, it has to be, huh? Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Always good to have you along with us. By the way, a couple of emails and tweets came at me. Wanted to know again that reference that Liz Peek had made to the FiscalTimes.com article. Just go to FiscalTimes.com /columns and look for the article that says "Fight Over Scalia's Seat: Just What Fractured GOP." Needs. It is a brilliant piece, very well done, and I think it's an excellent white paper that Mitch McConnell ought to get out to the rest of the boys and say, hey guys, let's follow some of these copy points, let's get something down here and make sure what we're saying is a united voice, much like, you know, as we talked about with Liz, much the same way the Democrats, you got to hand it to them. You know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the team there, they know how to get the Democrats lined up, marching right behind one another. Even though you might question right now and say, hey, is there a little bit of wackiness going on? But that's another topic for another day. Hey, right now with us, we're fortunate to have Israel Ortega. Iz is a writer for the conservative political news site Opportunity Lives. Is it Lives or Lives? I keep getting that confused.
Yeah, it lives.
Opportunity lives, of course. He has years of experience working in both the public and private sector, possessing a thorough understanding of a variety of public policy issues, including but not limited to immigration, education, political analysis, and Latin America. He was a Capitol Hill staffer for 5 years. Israel Ortega, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you having me on.
Hey, great to have you on to talk about this topic, and I think this is an interesting one that was brought up, and it's like one of those things, maybe it's kind of like one of those, I don't know, what do you want to call it, gorillas in the room when it comes to Hispanics, because you have so many Hispanics today in America that are not bilingually fluent, and the jab that Marco Rubio took at Ted Cruz during the GOP debate, I thought was a little desperate, unfair.
Yeah.
And being Hispanic, it bothered me.
Yeah. No, I think you're right, Bill. And I think Marco Rubio is a talented guy, but he realizes that he's in a dogfight right now to stay to be a contender in the Republican primary. And frankly, I think that this issue about disqualifying Hispanics because they can't speak Spanish is something that we've actually seen a lot of liberals use. So I think both Cruz and Rubio are really defying the odds and the media conventional thinking about what Latinos are supposed to be. I mean, these are two solid conservative guys that happen to be Latinos, and frankly, one of them could be the nominee. And so, I would expect a lot more coverage about them being Latino if they were Democrats. And I think you and I know that, and we were recognizing the media and their bias even more as both these guys are doing relatively well in the primaries.
Yeah, when you think about it, I mean, for Hispanics to, stop. I mean, it's like you want to say, stop, wait a minute here. We've got two Hispanics running for president. They are top contenders, and not necessarily because it is, demographically or racially driven, because I'm not seeing this incredible parade like you did a la Barack Obama, because he's black.
Right.
All the blacks are going to fall in line just because these two are Hispanics. You don't see, mariachis and everybody else and piñatas be falling right behind them either.
Right. That's exactly right. No, that's exactly right. I think we're seeing this bias. It's pretty evident. But look, I think the other thing, too, to keep in mind is that, there's a lot of, there are a lot of Latinos, frankly, who are not engaged, who are eligible to vote, but decided not to vote in the last presidential election. I was talking to Arthur Brooks a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He's the president of American Enterprise Institute, a well-respected conservative think tank here in Washington, D.C. And he's crunched the numbers, and he's realized that he's concluded that there are a lot of Hispanics that are conservative-leaning but are just not showing up to vote. And I think that's a card, I think, for Republicans, for conservatives to look at. How do you energize those Hispanics who lean conservative, lean Republican, but are simply not voting? And I think that's going to be the key for Republicans if they want to do well with Latinos this November.
Well, the conservatives are getting shouted down. It's no different in any kind of environment, and particularly when you look at it as a culture. I mean, the thing is, for you and me, Israel, being Hispanic, culturally, we look at conservative beliefs and you go, that's the way we were raised. And that's, when I have a conversation with somebody about, philosophy and about, politics that are very, liberal, and they happen to be Hispanic. And I was in a situation where we had a debate at the Inglewood Forum. And in fact, there was an operative from the Barack Obama campaign, an attorney who was was in the conversation with me, and when she would stop and listen, and I understood her background. I mean, she came from the fields. I mean, she worked her way up. I mean, her family were in the fields in Central America, and so I understand that. But when you break it down and you look at what can be sustained and what is consistent with the values that Hispanic people are raised in, it's almost like you have that Susana Martinez moment when you say, oh, God, I'm not a Democrat.
Right.
Those values aren't consistent with the way I've been raised.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. And I think, yeah, I think as we get into the general election, I'm hopeful that conservatives will not just talk about, I think, social issues where, you know, the polling still shows that Hispanics are pro-life, for example. I mean, the videos that were uncovered, what's happening in Planned Parenthood. I mean, you look at the number of abortions, they're disproportionately aborting babies of color, you know, Hispanic, African-American.
25% Israel, 25% yeah. Hispanic. You imagine right. how many Abuelas are grieving because they've lost yeah. grandchildren, great-grandchildren? Right. I mean, that's just
exactly.
terrible.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly, and that's hopefully an issue that Republicans will raise because it's a compelling one. But the other one is Bill. Is, you know, the Obama administration has been horrific on Hispanics. More Hispanics are looking for work. They haven't seen wages increase, and so it's discouraging. You know, to see particularly young Hispanics support someone like Bernie Sanders, who essentially wants to double down with what President Barack Obama has been doing for the last 8 years. So, but you know, I'm hopeful that you know, as we kick into the national election, that some of these issues will be raised, and the media won't be able to ignore anymore, and the Hispanic advocacy groups, you know, will be pressed. You know, to confront these tough questions, these tough situations that a lot of Hispanics are facing.
And what some people are failing to realize here, particularly with immigration, is that the president's immigration policies and his executive orders have compromised and made it more difficult for Hispanics to make a living here in the United States because mm-hmm. he's glutting the market with illegals. And people yeah. have to see this. Now, some may be seeing it, but they don't want to say it out loud. And I want to say to them, just as you do, you need to get involved in the conversation. But I think part of the problem yeah. that we have is a cultural issue, Israel, and that is yeah. when it comes to respect. They're not used to this kind of disrespect and this kind of conversation. You know, respect is a huge issue in our culture. And when they yeah. start hearing people, you know, and particularly two of their own, like, you know, with what happened the other night with Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, it grieves them deeply and it keeps them away from wanting to get in and need, but they're needed to be involved in the process.
That's right. That's right. No, I think you're absolutely right. I think a lot of it is an educational component that's required. You know, I think one thing you were alluding to about what makes your country different. You know, one thing I would point out is the rule of law. I mean, I think one of the key things that has made this country prosperous and successful has been the rule of law. I can tell you, as an immigrant from Mexico to this country, you know, the rule of law is pretty absent in many places in Latin America, including Mexico. And so I think that's one of the things that, you know, it's tough for Republicans, tough for conservatives to communicate, but I think it's absolutely indispensable. And I think there's a way of honoring our immigrant heritage as a country, but also affirming something like the rule of law, which has made our country incredibly successful.
Yeah, without a doubt. And this is important, and I believe that this advances the cause and develops a bridge into the Hispanic community like never before. When you look at the talent coming out of the Hispanic community, the Marco Rubios, Ted Cruz's, Ana Martinez's, and many others who are involved and engaged with, you know, the political process here. I mean, this is what freedom is all about, and this is why they came to America, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. For opportunity, for freedom, for a chance to see their kids do better than themselves. I mean, I can tell you, you know, personally, you know, my parents worked two shifts many times growing up so that I could, my sisters and I could go to a good school and have a chance to do better than they would. And that's the story of a lot of immigrants, including a lot of Hispanics. And so I'll be curious. In fact, I'll be traveling to Nevada next week, which has a big Hispanic population, which will be voting this week and the next week. And I'm gonna talk to some of the Hispanics in Nevada living there and try to get at the bottom of you know, what are the issues going into the election this year, and get a sense of where there's common ground, because I do think that the Republicans have an opportunity to connect with some of these voters. It's just a question of actually doing that.
Well, Israel, we got to have you back and give us an update on what you're seeing there on the ground floor in Las Vegas with Hispanics. Israel Ortega, writer for the conservative political news site Opportunity Lives. He has years of experience working in both the public and private sector. Israel, thank you so much. That's a wrap for us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.